Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is Michael Crowd, and in this show we're going to discuss Windows PowerShell. This is just an intro, so if you want to see the whole thing, take my course, which is under the Windows 2008 configuration. I have been in the industry for over 20 years. I have done consulting, teaching for the government, the United States Air Force, the Navy, Marine, the Army, and companies around the world. If you want more information about me, check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions, please use the comment box below. Let's get started.
So what is Windows PowerShell? It's a command line and scripting language. There's more than 130 command line tools. They're called commandlets. And what they are is they're objects. They have properties and they have methods. And with these, we'll be able to bring back different things. Windows PowerShell performs direct manipulation of the Microsoft.NET Framework objects at the command line. You got to understand, a .NET Framework when we're installing Windows 2008 server is going to be .NET 2.0. We're actually in .NET 4.0, which is known as Meth. So with the PowerShell, depending on which versions that we're using, that depends on which .NET Framework version that's going to be associated with it. So what am I talking about? Well, we're in Windows Server 2008 R2. And R2 is actually using .NET Framework 3.5. Like I said, we are in .NET 4.0, so any of our new utilities are going to use .NET 4.0. Installed as a feature of Windows Server 2008. So underneath our server manager, we have a server manager and we have features. We have roles and we have features. And features, remember when in Windows Server 2003, what we did was go into the add and remove programs. And underneath the add and remove programs, we had components. Well, the components were roles, or we had additional features of Windows Server 2003. So these are features of Windows Server 2008. So Windows PowerShell is open from the start menu. It has its own start menu that we go into. Or actually programming. Windows PowerShell command shell looks very similar to the command prompt, except for it has a blue background. No, it's not the blue screen of death. So when you look at Windows PowerShell, you're not crashing the system. But what it does is it looks just like the command prompt, the DOS prompt. Background is dark blue. So when we go into Windows to add Windows PowerShell, what we're doing is going into the features. Underneath the features, you'll see the Windows PowerShell. And so when you select Windows PowerShell, it's going to install it. And you can see we're ready to do an install, so we click on install, and it's done. And this is what the action environment looks like with Windows PowerShell. So Windows PowerShell is command line based. But only thing is you can do one thing like get-services. And that's actually doing maybe 100 lines of code. So it makes it for rapid deployment of scripts. That makes it for a very intuitive type of environment. So Windows PowerShell is going to become your friend, because every operating system that Microsoft puts out anymore is going to have PowerShell. Also our servers like SQL Server, Exchange Server heavily has the Exchange Management Console. The Exchange Management Console has additional commands above what we have on Windows 2008 Server. So we talk about PowerShell syntax and commandlets. A PowerShell, when we look at the syntax, that's the right way of addressing the different commandlets. Then commandlets is the actual command that we're going to be using, and it is an object because it has properties and methods. So a commandlet is a single feature command that manipulates an object. Like I said, it could be hundreds of lines of code that is connected with this commandlet. It uses a verb noun syntax like get, put, delete, remove. There's all different ones. A verb and noun separated by a hyphen. Get-service. But like I said, this is a major accomplishment because the get-service could be doing so many different things. And all we have to do is do get dash service from the command prompt. When you get, hopefully you're going to look at the demo, because the demo we're going to go through and we're going to show you some of these commandlets and how powerful they really are, because you can only see so much on the actual slides. Start dash service. Well, that's going to start a service. We can also, when we say get dash service, what we can do is we can find which services are running, which ones are paused. We can get properties of the services. So the objects is an instance of .NET class that consists of the data and the operations associated with the data. Virtual representation of a resource. So when we go and say get dash service, what it's doing is it's bringing back an object that has all the listing or a result set. That result set is the object. So it's a virtual representation of a resource. They have properties and attributes. First name, have methods of actions like start and stop. Now the commandlets do not pass commands or parameters. Operate with the .NET objects directly. And get service, for example, returns a collection of objects for all the services. And then what we can do from there is we can bring out, say, what's the status? Is it running or is it stopped? Presents the results of the commandlets as a table. Now we can do it as a table. We can also do it as a list. So you have a determination of how you want to format the actual output. Now variables, like I said, is a storage container. So what we do is we rent space within memory. It stores repetitive information and variable for recall. DNS get dash service DNS. What that does is we have DNS.status, which is the property of it. Get service, where object status is equal to running. So what this is doing is bringing back all the services that are running. You have get dash service, so that's a commandlet. There's a verb, there's a noun. Where, there's a verb, there's a noun. Status is equal to running. So it's going to bring back all the services that are currently running on the server. So getting help, we have get dash help. Now get dash help is very powerful because what it does is it allows us to be able to see what's going on with that commandlet. What are the different properties associated, the methods of associated with it. It's the simplest form of help is by getting typing the get help in the commandlet. More detailed by adding in a detailed or full. So here's an example. I'm saying get help, get the service, and detail. And what it's going to do is it's going to give me examples so I can see what are the different parameters, but give me an example too of how I can use this. So it's very intuitive. It makes it so that you can learn the Windows PowerShell very simply by just following some of the examples. And it gets a lot of information for you. Aliases is another thing that we have within PowerShell. This is an alternative way to refer to a commandlet like cd, which is actually get child. Where dash object is where. Many commandlets are already assigned aliases like dir, ls for Unix people, and different commands than DOS, because these are built right into PowerShell. But we can call DOS commands through PowerShell, such as ipconfig. dir/s is directory recurse. So that means going up. Namespaces and providers with .NET or with Windows PowerShell, we extend the actual functionality of Windows PowerShell through namespaces and providers. Namespace is a hierarchy that can be navigated, and the providers create the namespaces. So we'll have a namespace for the registry.
You got a misspelling in the header here.
Oh, where?
Namespaces.
Oh yeah. So along with Windows, with the PowerShell, we have namespaces and providers. Namespaces are an actual entity that we're going to be able to go into. Providers are going to be the additional commandlets that are used based on the different manufacturers and so forth. So namespace is a hierarchy that can be navigated, providers to create the namespaces. You got drivers. File system has Windows PowerShell provider. So does registry. Windows PowerShell can manipulate objects in each namespace. So that's what Windows PowerShell. Windows PowerShell is like an interpreter so that we can go in, we can use the commandlets, and be able to bring back information. PS drives are an example of namespaces, and they're namespaces of all the providers that can be represented as a PS drive. Windows PowerShell creates a PS drive for every drive letter defined by Windows. So when you look at your different servers and you have C and D, you'll have PS drives for C and D. But we also have a PS drive for the registry. So Windows PowerShell creates the PS drives for HKEY local machine and HKEY current user. Those are two of the different ones that we do use and do go and manipulate. So we can go in instead of doing regedit, which that's what we usually do, we can use PS drives and go and use PowerShell to do the manipulation. CD, HKEY local machine software. What does that do? Well, what it's going to do is that's going to change us into the software node of HKEY local machine. So we didn't have to go through and keep clicking into the different areas. All we have to do is do :/software, and that's going to move us into the actual registry, into the software part of the registry.
Thank you for listening to this broadcast. If you have any questions or comments, you can put them in the GoGo box below. You can also find more of my broadcasts. Just search the GoGo website. If you have an idea for a show, then let us know by putting the information in the GoGo box. It's been a pleasure speaking to you about technology. Thank you for letting me into your world. And have a great day. Bye-bye for now.